UFO Reporting Center?
UFO?
Yes.
Okay, man. You ain't gonna believe me. I know you ain't gonna believe me, but I just got picked up and I got marks on me where they just scraped me and everything like that, and they set me in a parking lot in John Day, Oregon. And what happens? I left a bar and I'd like somebody to get the hell down here. I have a military record and I have no such record of any scars on me where they scraped me. So please get the hell down here. And I have no such scars except for a tattoo on my right arm, and I have all kinds of scars now, man, on my back and my left forearm, and I do not know how the hell I got one on my left arm and my back, and it scared the shit out of me, and you can't blame me if it does, man. And I'm at the police station.
Okay.
And hey, man, no, I know you don't believe me, man, but what happened? What happens? These two guys pick me up in the middle of nowhere. Who is this?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who is this?
My name is Bob Gribble.
Bob Gribble?
Right.
You know Senator John Tower?
No, I don't.
Well, he's a personal friend of my parents. And they can vouch that I ain't fucked up in the head or nothing like that. And...
Okay, would you like to tell me what happened?
Man, who is this? Are you FBI or CIA or what? Man?
No, we are a private scientific organization.
Well, you get your damn ass down here and talk to me. I am not a fucking needle user, and I got all kinds of needle marks on my arm, and I got scrapings on my back, and it has not excited me. I just don't like it, and I got set in the middle of a damn bar parking lot where I was not at, and I do not like it. And I don't know what happened, and I'd like to see a shrink and be put under hypnosis and find out what the hell damn happened.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Dave, come here. Hey, I tell you what, man, I'll be truthful with you. I've smoked a little pot and I've drank a few beers, but this guy will vouch that I ain't a junkie.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Sounds like you had quite an experience down there.
Yeah. So I don't know.
Okay. Well, you tell him I believe him.
Okay.
What street did he live on?
South Canyon Boulevard.
South Canyon Boulevard. Now, what is the best way of communicating? Does he have an indirect telephone that he can be called at?
I imagine if you would leave a number here with us at any particular time, well, we could get a hold of him and if he could call you back.
Okay. Now, I'd like to get the name of the city again.
John Day.
John Day,
Oregon,
okay.
Yeah.
And this is the police department?
Yes.
Okay.
Anything else you'd like to talk to you again?
Okay.
Tell you what, man, you talk to Senator John Tower, and you talk to John Conley, and you talk to whoever damn well you please in Texas, and I ain't shitting you, man. And, hey, I don't dig being set in the middle of a parking lot that I was six blocks away from to begin with. And having all kinds of scrapings on my arm and shit, you know. Who is this?
Okay, what could you describe exactly what happened right from the beginning?
Hey, man, they had eyes about, 4 inches wide. And maybe a little shorter than me, and that's all I can remember, man.
Well, were you outdoors walking?
My back hurts and my arm hurts. Yeah, I just left the bar, and I started walking, man, and that's all I remember until I got set down. Some guys picked me up, and I was bleeding from my back and my arm. And I ain't no damn junkie, I'll guarantee you that. I smoke a little pot, and I drink a little whiskey and shit, and I ain't that damn drunk, man, that I don't remember. I guarantee you that. And I am a good damn Republican, and think John and Stanford Connolly will vouch for me. And, hey, man, I ain't excited or nothing. I just want to know what the hell's going on, and I don't dig it at all, man. I got scars on me I've never had in my life. And I've been in the United States Navy, and I don't like these scars on me that I've never had before. You got that?
Right.
Okay. Well, you can check my service record, man. It ain't all that damn great, but I ain't got all these scars that I'm not supposed to have.
Okay, what time did this happen?
Hey, what time did you pick me up?
20 minutes after 2.
Okay, about 2 o'clock. Two guys picked me up in the middle of a parking lot. And I was already about 6 blocks away, as far as I remember.
Uh-huh.
And I do remember seeing a couple of guys.
You don't
believe me, do you?
Oh, yes, yes.
No, you don't believe me.
Well, the only reason I believe you is because it's happened before, see?
No, man, you don't believe me.
Sure I do.
Yeah,
did you see anything in the sky?
Not until after I sat down and looked up.
Okay, what did you see?
They were gone, man. They were already gone.
Okay.
No, you don't believe me, man. Where are you? Who are you?
We're up in Seattle.
Seattle, Washington.
Right.
Yeah, I know what they look like, man. Hey, I'd be willing to take a lie detector test or hypnosis or whatever the trip you want to do. But I know I've seen them, man, and that's good enough for me. And this cop here can vouch that I've been stuck in the arm recently, and I ain't no damn junkie, man. I guarantee you that.
Okay.
Because I don't believe in that, man. I was a hospital corpsman in the Navy, and I do not believe in being stuck in the arm, man.
Okay. How long do you think that you were with these people?
I don't know.
Okay.
What time is it? It's about 3 o'clock by my watch, and I left the bar at about 1 o'clock, so I was up there about an hour.
Okay.
And they don't believe me either, man. They think I'm a nut. Hey, I know you don't believe me either, man, but you know, nobody ain't gonna believe me. I know they ain't gonna believe me, man. But the needle marks on my arm and the scrapings on my back prove something to me, man.
Okay, now, are you gonna be around town that we can get a hold of you down there?
Yeah. How many junkies you know that stick theirself in the back, huh? Huh?
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, man. Like I said, I was a hospital corpsman, and I'd stick myself in the arm or the leg, but in the back, I never heard of such a thing, man.
You don't remember being picked up?
No, I don't really, but... I remember being, when I got set down, and I remember my back, my arm hurting, and the two guys picked me up, thought I was a nut, you know, until I told them what happened.
And they put you down in a parking lot?
Yeah, a parking lot at a bar. Well, it wasn't that far from a bar, but it was down that vicinity. But I was 6 blocks away from there when it happened, see?
Yeah.
Well, if you know John Connolly, you know, hey, my people are good people, and I ain't no nut or nothing, so.
Okay, could I get the name of the officer on duty again?
Okay, hold on. Dave?
Now, are you the officer in charge there tonight?
Well, yeah, I'm the only one on tonight.
Uh-huh. Have there been any reports of anything in the sky down there tonight?
No, this is the first.
Okay. Okay, I'll talk to you for a minute, and then we'll see what we can do for him.
Okay, here he is.
Thank you.
What about them people whose car just quit in Long Creek last year, man? You
going to be around that area?
I don't know, man. So I'm thinking about just getting the hell out of here. Yeah, I tell you what, you want to get in touch with me, call Senator John Tower in Texas, because I do not believe in this crap at all, you know. I know you guys think I'm nuts, man, but you know, it ain't that way, you know.
No, you can't judge us because we've had too much experience along this line.
Well, if you say so, that's cool with me, man. But I do not be, you know, I don't be dig being picked up and had a needle stuck in my arm and have the pigs think I'm a junkie and all that crap, man. And 'cause I ain't that way at all, you know.
Okay, well, we'll get back to you later. Somehow we'll get in contact with
you. Oh, I tell you what, man. If you want to get in touch with the people in San Antonio, there's, I can get in touch with. He's with the district attorney's office down there. I've worked with him before. And there's there. I've worked with him before. And they're all with the district attorney's office, see?
Okay.
And there's, he's the captain of the vice squad. Yeah, I used to date his daughter, so I ain't no nut, you know, and I ain't really what you call a nut, man.
Okay.
I ain't no nut, man. Hey, I know what happened, man. In regards to what anybody believes, you know, I don't think that's cool, man.
Okay, well, listen,
so whether anybody believes me or not, I know what the damn hell happened, man, and you know, I was scared in a son of a bitch when they set me down, man. And when somebody's looking at you with eyes about 3 inches, 4 inches wide, man, it scares the piss out of you.
Okay, well, this thing is still fresh in your memory. How are you drawing sketches? Get this down.
Not too good. I ain't a good artist, but I could draw one for somebody.
Yeah, well, get it down on paper while it's still fresh in your memory. And we'll get somebody down there to interview you. How's that?
How soon?
And that's all we can do right now, but we will get in contact with you as soon as we can.
Well, how soon?
Well, I'll have to contact some people tomorrow, then let you know.
Do you want me to try and draw one?
Yeah, get it on paper while it's still fresh in your memory.
How soon? How quick can you have somebody down here?
Well, we'll get into that tomorrow, then I'll have to let you know just as soon as we can.
Hey, man, I ain't even going to tell my old lady or nobody about this because they'll think I'm crazier than a son of a bitch, man.
Okay, now, we'll get in contact with you as soon as we can, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you for calling.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Police Department?
Yes, I'm calling for Phenomena Research in Seattle, Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get some information regarding the incident early this morning.
Oh.
We had communication with your department about 3 o'clock. And what we would like to do is get the name and home phone number of the officers that picked up this party. We'd like to talk to them.
Okay, let me see. This was on that UFO report.
Right.
Okay. You're going to have a hard time getting him today.
Uh-huh.
Because he has got a court trial in Eugene.
I see.
Today. Now, tonight you could.
Okay.
If it'd be possible. Later.
He will be off shift tonight?
No, he will be on shift.
He will tonight. Be on shift, okay.
Yeah.
What time does he come on?
He's supposed to be here at 6. Now, it actually depends. The court is, it's a grand jury. It starts at 1:30. So depending on how soon they get out of there as to when he gets back. Of course, now he flies. He's got his pilot's license.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to be flying over. Now, you can...
Was he the one that picked him up at the parking lot?
I don't believe he was picked up. Let me check my other logs here. I think he come in here.
Oh, he came into the station?
I believe so. Let me dig into the files here, and I think I can tell you. Nope, I am wrong. did pick him up someplace.
Okay.
I got 5 different logs here, so it takes me a minute. Yes, it would have to be. He was the officer.
Yeah.
Involved in it.
Okay.
Okay, and you said you were from Seattle. What
right.
did you say the name of?
Phenomena Research.
Okay.
Could we get the incident number on that?
The incident number?
Yeah, you have an incident number for that particular case?
No. We use... I'm sure no report's been filed as yet. I don't know if there will be. Refer to Friday, June 4th. Complaint at 2:38 a.m.
Okay. Okay, well, I'll get back to him then.
Okay, you might call person to person for him. That might be your best bet.
Okay, thank you very much.
You bet.
Right.
Bye.
Bye. Do you have a minute to talk?
You bet.
Okay, I wanted to discuss this incident that took place this morning. I didn't have a chance, or I didn't feel I could talk to you earlier this morning
yeah.
because he was around.
Right.
But who found this man to begin with?
His name is... And evidently this guy was sitting in the middle of the parking lot looking real wild and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
And he kept talking about they let him off there and all this stuff, you know, and he's really wild. And
he was saying all this at the lot when he found him?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so they called me and I went down there and then I got involved in it. And he kept talking about a needle, you know, like hypo marks on him and stuff, you know.
Yes.
And scars. And these scars and stuff to me looked like they were fairly old, you know.
I see.
And as far as the needle marks, I, for the life of me, couldn't see any.
Do you think that he was hallucinating the whole
thing? Yeah, I really do. I can't prove it, you know.
Yeah.
But earlier he was... when I saw him, he was sober. And then I do know that he'd been boozing all night, you know.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, stuff like that happens, flashbacks and whatnot.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know. And I didn't take it upon myself to judge him, you know, whether what happened or anything else. I just, you know, because I sort of believe in these things.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh. You're a pilot?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, you know, I just thought, well, what the hell? Maybe you people, you know, could know how to handle him or something, you know, because,
right.
And then after a while he did calm down, and I ended up taking him home about 4:30 in the morning.
Was he actually intoxicated when you found him?
I really couldn't tell. I mean, you know, he had a heavy odor of booze on his breath and whatnot, but God, he's so wild, you know. He's wild-eyed. And of course, when we had him in jail before, he put on an act of going off his nut, you know.
Oh.
Just to try to cut his sentence short or something, I guess. I don't know.
Did he say anything about going down to see a doctor today?
No.
I see.
He did not.
Was he bloody at all?
No. Not that I could see. I couldn't see anything that he was kept referring to except for the scars.
Yeah. Did he have his shirt on or whatever he was wearing when you found him?
Well, he had a flannel shirt, but it was unbuttoned and untucked out of his jeans.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, I've seen a number of flashbacks and stuff like that, you know. And this is what it really looked like, except that he was able to recognize people.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, he wasn't really out of it.
Right.
It was more like that he was just trying to put on an act of some kind for some weird reason or other, you know. I don't know.
Do you know if he has ever discussed the subject of UFOs before openly?
Not to my knowledge, but I'm trying to find out from some of these people that was down in the bar with him last night
uh-huh.
if the subject come up.
That would be very interesting.
But, you know, I mean, like I got to bed about 4:45 this morning, and then I got up at was it, about 7:30. We flew to Eugene today for a court hearing, and we got back about 6 tonight, you know. And I really haven't had time to run anything down on it yet. I don't even have a report typed up, and I do want to do that and send it to you people.
Well, we sure appreciate that.
But I really don't believe in this particular incident here, because he made statements like he got a finger wave and they kept specimens of his sperm, and they looked into his ear and they scraped, took a big long swab and did something to the inside of his throat, and his throat was sore, and, you know, I mean, on and on and on. Now, about him being a medic in the Navy, this is true. And he did work in a convalescent hospital, I understand, for a while.
Well, this is where he could get that background information.
Really?
Then. Right. Okay, well, if he shows up again down at the station, why, would you ask him to get in contact with us?
Yeah.
And in the meantime, we'll write him a letter or something and try to get a hold of him. But I'd like to get him back on the phone and talk to him again. And we took up a lot of time on your phone last night, and when you people get billed for that call, why, let us know.
Well, we use the toll-free number.
Oh, I see.
What was it, 1-800-206 something or other.
Okay.
I can look it up if you, or do you know the number I'm referring to?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Okay.
But we got a little notice thing, you know, that any sightings or anything like this having to do with this type of thing, you know, to call this number. And this is what we did.
Okay, well, it looks like...
Although, you know, just for the heck of it, I'd like to relate something that happened. It's been almost 2 years now. There were some people that were camping. We have a, what they call... It make a swoop down towards the ground and then lift it off and then it vanished, you know.
Yes.
And a couple kids from Portland came in and reported that. And of course, you know, I didn't see nothing, it seemed like it would pretty well light up the sky because it's not all that far, you know, like 13 miles.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So I don't know, you know, I believe in this, in these things, you know, but I've never really witnessed anything.
Well, when you come up with a wild story like the one we got this morning, one has to be pretty cautious.
Yeah, but, you know, I mean, there's no way that I knew how to handle it, you know.
Yes.
Because I was thinking about locking him up for the night, you know, but still yet that wouldn't have done it either. So I thought, man, there might be something to it, and to let you people judge it, you know, I don't know enough about it to make any kind of a conclusion at all.
Right, okay. Well, we thank you very much again, and if he should show up again, why, have him give us a call, will you?
Sure will.
Okay, thanks again.
You betcha.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Bye.